4DJW, KO4NUE. 4DJW, KO4NUE.
Afternoon, KI4DOS Mobile.
What you doing? You out mobiling around?
I'd go over here to the dumping station and haul my trash off and get all it out of the house. Amongst other things.
I'm looking out the window here. I've been trying to arrange, trying to make some changes here in the ham shack, and I haven't been outside, so I'm just looking out the window. It looks pretty miserable out there, is it?
Here on 183, the sun's shining, right in my eyes, because I'm headed towards Pickens. But it's been pretty cloudy and kind of miserable all day over at the house.
Okay. Well, I just was working on a spreadsheet for the club. We got 32 members. That's pretty good.
If you don't mind me asking over there, what's it cost to join that club up there?
$25 a year. And I've got a Google storage drive for the club. So we put all of our training slides in there and things that we train on so club members can have access to it. And then we're doing all of the training meetings, or all of the meetings, on Zoom because of what's going on with COVID. And we have a training class once a month on whatever the club members want trained on. So coming up is the wide area repeater network system, just a general, you know, knowledge or presentation on that system and how it works. And then the next training we're gonna be doing some simplex training with the club. And then after that, we're probably gonna do some training on SC Heart, but that's what I was trying to get in touch with Dave to see if he could direct me on who to talk to about how SC Heart works, because it looks a little bit more complicated. KO4NUE.
Help you there. I don't know who to contact other than Billy, K90H. He knows a lot about it, but other than that, I don't know right off the top of my head. If you hear, or you might, I don't know if Johnny would know anything about it or not, but Johnny might. That's another person you might try to get in touch with. But as far as the rest of it goes, I don't know. But, you know, I was thinking about going ahead and joining your club up there just for grins and giggles. It don't hurt to have a little more money in the coffers if you got to do something to the repeater or something of that nature. So, that was just something I was thinking about. But anyhow, I got to jump out of here right now, Chad. Unfortunately, I got to get out and throw my trash away, throw some lumber out of the back of the truck and that sort of thing, and where I've been cleaning up. But I'll be back in a few minutes if you're going to be around radio.
Yeah, I'll be here. I'm working on this club stuff, and I'm not going outside. 73, bud, be safe. And try not to let that truck drive off in the dumpster. I'm just kidding, Gary. KO4NUE, 73, you have a good day, sir.
Okay, bud. No, I ain't going to let it drive off in the dumpster. I can't afford to replace their dumpster. I can't afford to replace my truck either, so we're going to try to take care of it. Have a good afternoon, good evening, and we'll talk at you in a little bit. KO4NUE, KI4DOS.
Can someone give me a signal report?
OS Mobile again.
HK Jax. Hey, Gary.
What are you up to this evening, young man? You about ready to head home?
I still got a few stops left, but not many.
There's Mr. Chad. Well, I hope you don't have too many stops and you can get on to the house and put on the feed bag, get you some groceries.
First and off, but looking at me, I ain't missed too many opportunities of that.
Me either. Me either.
About as big around as I am tall there, Patrick.
Helps to add to that prize you're winning.
Sure, I got it. Anna's meals just, I don't know. I don't eat desserts, but it's that savory, you know, that's what gets me. It's like crack. I can't get away from it.
Well, I kind of feel the same way about my wife there, Chad. She's fixing pork chops and I don't know, probably rice and gravy and green beans and I don't know what for supper tonight. But I keep eating and not getting out since I don't get out in the garden every day. I'm growing around the middle a lot faster than I want to.
Right. That's just, that just means you're happy. That's all. And if that's the case, I'm the happiest man in the world. Hey, you can be the ugliest man in the world, and I can be the happiest man in the world. How about that? When Gary dies, I guess I'll be the happiest man and the ugliest man in the world.
Dumb and happy, that's all.
We'll be something, ain't we?
Get you carry on. I got to jump out here. I'm at my next stop. So I'll say 7-3 for now. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear.
Out there and make you some money now. And pay your taxes and your Social Security and all that, so I'll have some money coming in. You take care. 7-3 there, young man. KO4 HKX, KF4DOS, 7-3.
What else you got on schedule today, Gary? Getting about that time. Anna's off with our future daughter-in-law today. They're doing some kind of bridal pictures. You know, that's a shocker to me. I always thought you took pictures when you got married, but evidently not. Nowadays, you know, got all this rigmarole you got to go through, and I just, you know, whatever, I guess. I just don't understand it.
Just tell them to run off and save a whole bunch of money.
Actually, we, you know, being the parents of the groom, our responsibility is the reception, I think. So, we told them that, you know, we gave them, you know, our options, what we could do. And we just said, hey, if, you know, we'll give you a little bit in the kitty on the boot if, you know, you'll do, you know, the reception here at the house. And they'd like that idea. We've had weddings out here before. There's a couple of people use the farm out here for a venue, but we're going to do some barbecue, maybe some low country boil, and I think we're going to hire a little bluegrass band to come out here and play. But we think we about got it all figured out. It's just, there is a lot of to-do going on, you know. But, hey, he's my son. I gotta make him happy. So, KO4NUE.
About all that, I got to thinking about the old Steve Martin, and I think it was Father of the Bride or something of that nature. One of them movies where he's marrying off his daughter. Lord have mercy, I hope it don't wind up like that.
I'll have to tell you about the last one we had here.
Anna's brother's architect up in New York. He works in Manhattan in New York City. Is one of the big architects up there. So he got married to a girl there in New York and had the wedding and reception out here at the farm. So we big pig smoker. I smoked the whole pig. Had a band out here, and just, you know, whole bunch of people flew in from New York City. Now, I'm not talking about New York State, New York City. And they got their, you know, I don't want to get into all that, but this is a little different, you know, a little different. So everybody's got their suits and tie, you know, formal, this, that, and other. I'm over there instead of bib overalls cooking the pig. I refuse to put on anything nice. You know, I'm not going to put anything nice. I'm sitting there cooking the pig, you know. So we set everything up so they could come get their barbecue out of the carcass of the pig, you know. And I don't know. We had some drinks and refreshments, and some of them got a little bit rowdy, and I, you know, had to put the quietness on it. But I'll tell you about that later. I won't tell you about it on the air. But it was a sight to see. People from the city out here. Yeah. Okay. KO4NUE.
I've seen all these high-polluting city folks come in to down here with a bunch of us old rednecks. They don't know what to think. They don't know if they come and going or done being. I bet that was a sight to behold. I'd love to have been part of that. Of course, I didn't know you then, but anyway, it would have been something else, I know. I drive up north a lot, and got to where I could be with, you know, act like some of them sometimes, and then you come back down here and people think you're crazy. So you know, it's a whole lot different coming from a big city than it is from down here in the country.
Well, come down here in some kind of designer dress. I don't know who designed the thing, but yeah, it was awful. I mean, she looked like the cream puff marshmallow man. And I don't know what she paid for that dress or who designed it. But Gary, it was awful. I mean, it was just awful. I just could not keep my eyes off of it. It was so bad, you know. So she come over there to the pig when I was cooking the pig, and she says, "Sir, you know, you keep looking at me funny. Is there something wrong?" And Anna was standing there on the porch. She comes down there, and she just stepped in between us, and she just looked at me, and she said, "Don't you do it. Don't you do it." And I said, "No, ma'am, I'm just admiring that dress." And it's all I could do not to choke up. But, oh, Gary, it was awful. It was just awful. And I had to be polite. That was the bad part about it.
Well, you're a whole lot better at being nice and politically correct than I am. I'd probably told her she looked like the Michelin Tire Man.
I was trying to say, the Michelin Tire Man, or that big marshmallow man. I forget what the marshmallow man is, but it was awful. I mean, it was just horrible looking. And I had this old funky hat to go with it, too. I just, you know. But anyway, after the wedding, they all, you know, we shuttled them all over to the airport, and they got on the airport and flew back to New York City. But, man, that sure was a sight to see. If my granddaddy could have seen that, he'd turned over in his grave. My goodness, it was a sight to see. But I'll tell you about it sometime. Oh, the things that happen out here. But, you know. Where are you headed now?
I made it back to the house. I just see your granddaddy. He says, it's time to get the mason jar out of the cabinet over there. take me a little drink so I can put up with all this.
He's been a little bit worse than that. Granddaddy Baptist spoke his mind. He didn't care who was listening. And, oh, my goodness. It just, I never in my life was thankful Granddaddy wasn't here. Because if he'd have seen all them people out here, he'd have just, I'd have contaminated the farm. Something like that. I'm just trying to figure out what he would have said. But it just, I mean, they were nice, but just different. They just had different ways, I guess, you know. But we made the best of it. And it's 14, 18 hours long. That was the hard part, but we made it through it. And had a good wedding for them, and it was, her family is from the Dominican Republic. So half of the people here was from New York City, and the other half was from the Dominican Republic. And between, I think they speak Spanish, and then New York City accent, it just really just confused me. I just stayed confused most of the way. I just did what Anna told me to do. That was the best thing to do for me. Just do what you're told and be quiet.
KF4DOS Mobile. That's amazing. Well, you know, most of the time, Chad, unfortunately, the women know better than us. And, I don't know. I guess I'm a little bit like old Popcorn Sutton used to be. You know, I speak my mind when I shouldn't. I was telling Joy that happened in Wally World the other day, and she got upset with me. She said, "You need to quit that. Somebody's going to pull out a gun and shoot you one of these days." And I said, "Well," I said, "they ought not act that way." But I guess she's right in a sense, and I was probably wrong, so I'll give her the thing for having more sense than I got.
K4BWA. Hey, let me pop in on you just for a second. I need to make a call. We'll shift ourselves over to White Oak if I can get him. W4NGU, K4BWA. You're out there. W4NGU, kick over to White Oak. Clear, K4, better be A clear.
That's what it's for. If you need to make calls, just come on in. We don't mind. But, Chad, I'm putting my truck in his favorite parking spot over here in the driveway. So I'm going to jump out and go inside, and I'll turn the other radio on in there. Maybe we can continue talking for a few minutes unless you're busy.
Nah, you go right ahead, Gary. I'll be here. I'm just trying to take care of some club stuff, so I'll be standing by. KO4ENUE, KI4DOS, we're clear.
KI4DOS, mobile clear.
NUE, KO4ENUE.
XB, KO4ENUE, go ahead, Lloyd. I'm doing good, bud, how about you?
What hair I got on this ride home from Spartanburg to Greenville. Back to the airport exit, but I got off on Highway 14, so I just caught the tail end of it.
I-85 turns into a parking lot about two or three times a day, and I just cannot tolerate. I just cannot deal with that. Just sitting, it absolutely just drives me crazy.
Keep a book in the truck. The way I just turn the vehicle off if I have to, and just stop and read till it gets moving again.
While I got you on here, this radio you're talking about, fill me in on that, because I'm a little confused. Maybe I got something mixed up. You were talking about an 80-meter radio. I'm sorry, Lord. I'm not remembering us having that conversation.
you mentioned that on some DX Electronics that they had an 80 meter radio that that was like for 139. You were going to tell them about it and send me the information about it.
2 meter. Yeah, I remember that conversation. Yeah, it's a, I'll text it to you. It's a 2 meter Yaesu 2980R. To you here in a second.
I definitely appreciate it. What type of antenna connections does it take for the
239 on the back, which means the mobile antenna you got will, you know, screw right into it. Or you want to put it in the house, you want to put it in the vehicle.
In the vehicle and then get one for the house.
Well, I'm going to send it here. I'm going to send the name of it to you. So it's a Yaesu 2980 2 meter. It's a simple radio, no bells, no frills, but it's got 80 watts. 80 watts of power, most of them are 50. And it is WireZX compatible if you want to do WireZX with it. But perfect little, you know, 2 meter radio for simplicity. With a lot of power. Ham radio outlets, had them on sale for $139, I believe. But I'll send you the specifics on the text. You can check them out. But yeah, so KO4NUE, KO4PXV. Go ahead, Lloyd.
Maybe it'll jog your memory, and it may have been somebody else I was talking to that CRS is a killer. But you mentioned that whatever radio, whomever it was talking about, it had a detachable faceplate.
Somebody else. I don't have a radio in the vehicle that's got a detachable faceplate. But those are nice. Those are really nice. Take the bulk and stick it up under the seat, and then you take the faceplate and just put it up on the dash, and that makes things really nice. But I got a ham radio outlet book here. I'll look in it and see, you know, kind of what they got going on, and I'll send you the information here shortly.
And I'm looking for something to keep in the truck and then have a base in the house, too.
What are you wanting to do with it? Are you wanting a dual band? I mean, do you want to be able to talk on 2 meters and 70 centimeters? Or what do you... Tell me what you're doing with it.
My license, I want to be able to have it, or that already has that functionality to be able to do so instead of having to buy a new radio.
Okay. Well, maybe... let's talk on the telephone. Let me get her down exactly what you're wanting to do with it, and we'll go from there. Because this radio that I'm talking about is 2 meters only. It doesn't do HF or 70 centimeters. It's just going to be for, you know, simplex or bouncing off on the local repeaters. That's about all it's going to do. But if you're wanting something different, then we'll, you know, let me talk with you in private and figure out what that is, and then we'll go from there. How about that?
This is fine for the truck. It's just when I get, you know, home and stationary, just definitely want more of an option when I upgrade my license.
Stand by. Give me just a second. I got it right here in the book. I'm going to stand by until I find it. Anybody else needs to use the frequency, go ahead. But let me... Now, here it is. Yeah, 2980R. Ham radio outlet. Not seeing a price as of yet, but... I'll find it and send it to you. You can go online to ham radio. I'll send all that in the link. KO4NUE, I'll be clear. Go ahead, Lloyd.
For PXB, I'll be clear also.
KN4VWA. I know that radio well. Have you got one for sale?
Find one to go in his truck, and that's what me and my cousin runs in both of our vehicles. It's just a big dumb brute, you know, no bells, no frills, just 80 watts of power, and just simple to operate, and we love it. I mean, absolutely love it. And ham radio outlets got them on sale for Christmas. But I cannot seem to find a price in the magazine. But I know, I think they're $139, I think.
N4, is that okay?
Nope. 39, I saw it last night. I think there's a $20 instant rebate and a $20 mail-in rebate. So it'll be $159 and then a $20 mail-in. N4ZLK.
Sure, I appreciate it. All right, well, I'll send that out to Lloyd in the text so he can check it out. But, yeah, so we love them. I got one in the truck. Chris got one in the truck. We've got one in the house. Just simple. 80 watts of power. I have no complaints about it. Just not complicated at all.
I don't know if he still wants to get rid of it, but I know somebody that has a 2900, but it's a 65 watt. It's not an 80 watt. I think it's a previous version of this, and he was wanting to let it go at one point. I don't know if he still got it or not. Do you want me to check and see?
PXB, KO4NUE.
KO4PXB.
So you're not interested? Is that what I'm hearing, or what?
4PXB, I never said yes or no.
VWA, this is KO4PXB. Y'all go ahead.
Hello, this is Steve on this end. A buddy of mine's got a 65 watt version of that, and he had it for sale at one point. I don't know if he still got it or not. I could check on it if you wanted me to.
What hardware and spec and all the stuff that still comes with it, please.
Well, I'll do that, and like I said, I've got one of those 65 watt versions, and I'm gonna tell you something. It's tough. So, yeah, I'll check with him, see if he still got it, see if he still wants to sell it. Now, I'll let Chad know, because I hear Chad on here all the time, and I know he knows how to get a hold of you. So, as soon as I know something, you'll know something.
Or PXB, thank you very much.
Just let me know at your convenience, and I'll let Lloyd know immediately when you find out. Appreciate it. Appreciate the help. KO4NUE, I'll be standing by. Y'all go ahead.
Well, I just pulled here in front of the Harbor Freight in Greer. You notice how I said that? Now, I said it like a local. I've just pulled into the Harbor Freight at Greer. And I'm going in to spend a little bit of money, unfortunately. So y'all carry on, and I will talk to you again soon, and I'll find out about that radio. KN4VWA, clear.
CPA.
How was your day?
Chad and hey, Steve, if you'll listen. I would say, in one word, uneventful. I actually went out south with my wife today, which is a rare occurrence, but I guess I need to buy her something for Christmas.
I'm in the same boat.
wait to the last minute every year, and then that makes me have to go deal with traffic. And I'm just absolutely putting it off. I'm going to take her out to dinner tonight and see if I can sweet talk her into just giving her some money this year. And that way I don't have to deal with it.
Well, I'm afraid I'm not going to get off that easy. I wish I could. But anyway, I think we're going to do a little online shopping tonight. And right now I'm headed to pick up some supper. We're having some pizza.
Favorite pizza place?
We really enjoy going to Marco's. And we have it set up with them. Let me get around some traffic here. We have it set up with them where she can order it on the phone and pay for it, and it'll tell her when it's going to be ready, and then I just run and pick it up, and I just walk in and walk out, and so that works pretty good.
So we kind of hooked on Pizza Hut. I don't know what it is about their pizza. We've tried pretty much all of them, but Pizza Hut seems to be our favorite. I mean, they've been around a long time, and we ride into Inman occasionally and get us one, come back home. We're not crazy about the breadsticks, but you know, the pizza itself is pretty good. Pretty simple to do, you know. They got a little online thing too. Just go through the drive-thru, pay them, and you're done. But yeah, if I never tried Marco's, we'll try it. We'll see. So where's it at, in Greer?
The one we go to is, on 291. We live in Taylor's, but I can be there in, easily about 10 minutes. And, in fact, I'm pulling up on it now, so. Now, going back's a different story. Because, see, most everybody's traveling the opposite direction that I'm traveling. They're getting the heck out of Dodge, and I'm going in. So going home would be a little more difficult, but probably take me a little bit longer. But it's on 291, right behind Bob Jones University. It's in one of these little, this whole line of strip malls here. It's almost at the East North Street intersection. It's right before you get to East North.
Oh, where that is. So I didn't know you was that far at Taylor's, but next time you're up that way and you want a good lunch or a good meal, there's a, just bear with me now, there is a Vietnamese restaurant right there in that complex. It's called Pho 99. Now, don't laugh, but that guy makes a chicken stew with chicken noodle stew. It's a Chinese version or a Vietnamese version. But people stand in line for the stuff. It's that good. And you get some fresh basil and bean sprouts and all that other stuff that comes with it. But, man, I'm telling you, if you're ever that way, just pop in there and get a bowl of it for lunch. You won't be disappointed, trust me.
I can't say I've ever had any Vietnamese food, so that would definitely be a change for me. So I'll have to give it a shot. I'm pulling in here at Marco's so I'm going to jump out for just a minute. And but if you're going to be around, I'll be back in a few minutes. KB4CBA.
I'll be standing by.
4UUE KO4BXB.
Go ahead, Lord.
A good idea for Anna's Christmas. Go to Massage Envy. You can get a 5-pack of massage and pampering, and it's for like $100. And Tracy loved it.
That's not a bad idea. What's the name of the place?
Envy. Like I said, they get the champagne and the strawberries, and they get pretty much, they can go 5 different times of pampering.
If it's online, I'm going to see if I can order me something online, put it under the Christmas tree. That sounds awful, but that's a good gift. I mean, the way I'm seeing it, yeah.
It made it nice when Tracy mentioned that she was having a bad day. She would just leave at 5 o'clock or so, get off work, go by a Massage Envy, get a couple hours of pampering, and she still got 2 tickets left, 2 spots left, and she's had it like a year and a half. They never expired.
Yeah, it's online. So I'll get this figured out right now. And appreciate it, man. That helped me out a lot. I don't have to go into town.
And if that's not enough, you can probably contact a place where she gets her pedicure and manicure and probably get a couple of gift certificates for there, too.
To the pedicures, too?
They might. I know they do massages and stuff like that, but they may do the pedicures and stuff.
All right, well, I got a telephone number here. I'll see if I can give them a call, see if I can figure out some kind of gift card or something. But I appreciate it, bud. I appreciate it. KO4NUE, I'll be standing by.
4PXB, I'll also be standing by.
All right, Chad, I'm back. KP4CBA.
Missed the whole thing. You missed it all. Lloyd came on and gave me an idea for my wife for Christmas, and he gets his wife a free gift card for Massage Envy, and there's one right there in Greer. They do pedicures too, so I'm just gonna get me a little card here, and I'm gonna use the Google machine to get me a Christmas card for Massage Envy for my wife. Don't that sound like a good idea?
That sounds like an excellent idea. I don't know any woman that would turn down a massage, that's for sure, and or a pedicure or a manicure. That's an excellent idea.
That just got me out of trouble. They got a nice little web page too, so yeah. I hope my wife's not listening. KO4RYP, this is KO4NUE. Good. Alright, KO4NUE, go ahead, bud, pick it up.
I think if she was listening, you think she was gonna answer anyway? Oh, me. Oh, after you said that. But anyway, maybe she would. I don't know. Oh, me. Let's see. What I had something I wanted to ask you. Are you on HF? Was it you I was talking to about the different things that go on HF, and you were you gave me a frequency. I think it was on 20 meters. I can't remember, 20 or 40, where they seem to have a lot of, let's just say, heated discussions.
We're talking about that some time ago, yeah.
I was just curious. I can't remember the frequency that you gave me.
I had it in my memory on the Yazoo here, but it just got to be so bad that I just took it out of my memory. I'm just not gonna listen to that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm all for picking and having fun and things like that. That's enjoyable to me, but just outright being nasty like that, I don't want no part of that. I don't even want it in my radio.
QRM on the sideband net on 80 meters I don't know, a few nights ago, might have been last week, I can't remember, and we just talked over it. That's when everybody, I don't have an amp, that's when everybody turns their amps on. they don't have any problem after that.
Yeah, so I do a lot with South Carolina single sideband. I pick up traffic when I can. There's not a lot of traffic comes this way. But there's some guys down on 3913. About 3 kilohertz off, and it is horrible. I mean, they just bleed right over on 3915, and if you go down there and try to talk to them and say, you know, try to explain what we're doing on the traffic net, they're just hateful, you know. And I'm not trying to be hateful or nothing, just, you know, ask them, hey, you guys kind of understand what's, you know, can you turn your power down or something? No, y'all move. And then sometimes it gets so bad, I'll go down there and listen to them while the net's going on, and they actually, you know, try to cause problems. I mean, it's just, I don't understand that. I just wish people would be polite, you know, and try to be professional. But it just, HF's just different that way, I guess. But I don't know.
That's the net that I check into or try to check into on 3915, and I get that a lot. From them on a lot of some QRM from 3913, and my 7300 has a, I don't know what it's called, but has a little knob, and I can turn it, and I can basically get about 90% of it out, so that I'm just listening to the top part of the sideband, and if that makes any sense, and I don't get much of that QRM, so it's bearable, and I can understand what's going on. Sometimes it's so bad you almost can't understand what they're saying.
A couple months ago, well, 6-8 months ago, during the summer, 80 meters was just horrible with lightning strikes, crashes, and this, that, and the other. So I have been looking forward to, you know, winter coming so I could actually enjoy the net a little more. And I'll be doggone. It's just, I don't know. It's just not been good on 80 meters at the time that the net comes about. Now, I'm up on 80 meters during the day, and it's
I mean, it's just clear as a bell. But last night, the sideband net was just, I mean, they just gave up. They just shut it down because it was so bad. If I remember right, I think the net controller was female. I can't remember her call, but I want to say she got maybe 8 or 9 check-ins and just had to quit. I mean, it was that bad.
I was on last night. I didn't get the check-in. It was pretty bad. I couldn't hear the net controller. I think that was the problem. I might could have gone on, web something. I've got it, on my iPad, and I can just, I can dial that in and then, or bring that up and then find somebody that's, got a, you know, a lot better system than I do, a lot better antenna system, and they're receiving that signal. I can listen on that, and then, you know, of course, talk on my radio. I think it's called WebDR or something like that.
KI4DOS. Go ahead, Gary. Hey, Chad. Hey, Dave. Yeah, 80 meters goes long, propagation-wise. You don't have any ground propagation right at the gray line where the net's starting to be called. And I think that was Sue in 9 Zulu Golf calling last night. She was calling it remote out of New York. And normally, you know, that station's further away from us, and she can copy the local people because the distance is a lot further. But I got lucky. I got checked in, and she heard me, but that's unusual.
Is that the 3915 net, y'all?
Sure.
Yeah, I give up on it there for a short while. KN4VWA.
All right, guys, I'm going to jump out of here since Steve's in there. I'm kidding. Hey, Steve, I am in the garage, and pizza's getting cold, so y'all carry on. Enjoy it at 73's KP4CVA.
KI4DOS.
Well, Gary, you still in there?
Yeah, I'm here, Chad.
I dropped down 3 kilohertz and went down there and listened to those guys on 3.913, and I don't know what to say, really. I mean, from what I was listening to them, they enjoy doing that. And I'm not understanding. I mean, if they know that that net is doing a service for people, why would they do something like that? That's I'm not understanding.
Yeah, they're friends, and one lives somewhere down towards Florida, I think, and one of them lives in Wisconsin. And they get on there, and they run amplifiers wide open and plus, and I don't know. There's been several of us go down and ask them, you know, if they would at least decrease their power level a little bit, and they say, nope, we're not going to do that. So, but that's just something we have to put up with, I guess, as ham radio operators. I don't know if you were listening to the net the other night. There was a guy on there. Got in there and tuned his amplifier up, and he started sending CQ on 3915 on CW. one of the guys said looked him up on QRZ and sent him an email on his computer, but it didn't slow him down none. Or I don't know. It just doesn't make good sense. But at the same time, I went to just flip mine from sideband to CW on the radio there. And when you went to the CW there, you didn't hear the people talking. And I said, well, maybe he's got his narrow filter on and all of this, and he just don't hear us. But it don't make sense, but it's just something we have to put up with. Whether we like it or not, not everybody's going to be polite.
Heard him sending code, and he sent it two or three times. And then finally, I don't know who it was. I think it was George. George finally was listening to what he was sending. And he finally determined that the guy was trying to check in. And I just thought, oh, man, are you kidding me? But, hey, kudos to George for you know, listening to it and trying to figure out what the guy was doing. But it was kind of funny.
Well, sometimes you don't never know. Believe it or not, that has happened on 2 meters before. I've been talking on 2 meters and had people come in there and start sending code and stuff on sending it through the repeater. Now, why they doing that, I don't know. Probably just wasn't paying attention to their radio. You know, you can operate CW on 2 meters, and I have done it. But you do it down on the low end of the band. That's where most of the CW ops do on HF anyway. They keep down to the lower end. They don't go up in the middle or towards the higher part. But it's amazing what you hear on here sometimes.
Well, Gary, let me ask you a question. Since the dead has been going long so often, can George not move the time? I mean, it just seems like to me that the few times that it has been good, it just drops off right at the critical part. I mean, if they could shift it like 15 or 20 minutes, that would just be really helpful. But I don't know if George can do something like that or not.
About 6:30 now, Chad, to taking early check-ins, because the band goes long and we can't, you know, at 7 o'clock we can't hear the net controllers. But if you'll turn your radio on 3915 about 6:30, you know, there'll probably be a net controller there to take early check-ins. I've been doing that a little bit, and Al, I think his name's Al, WS4P. That brings a lot of traffic to the net. I took a piece of traffic from him for a lady over in Liberty. Called her several times and never did get an answer. So I decided I'd just put her a note in the mail, which I did, and sent her the radiogram through the postal mail that way, but you know, trying to get it delivered. But every time I called her, she wouldn't answer her phone. I guess she had to, you know, maybe call her ID if she didn't know my number. She said, I ain't going to answer it. And it never did go to an answering machine or voicemail or nothing like that. But turn on 3915 about 6:30, and you'll probably hear somebody in there, whoever the net control is tonight. Can't remember off the top of my head who it is on Thursday nights, but they'll be in there and taking early check-ins.
Well, I have checked in early, as a matter of fact, but I guess unofficially that's what they're doing is moving a little bit, which I didn't think that's what they were doing, but I have checked in early, but last night was horrible. I mean, just horrible.
That way from time to time, whether we like it or not, and like I said, propagation goes long. The gray line starts coming across, and the band goes real long, and well, that's how the DX. DXers make all their contacts, you know, on 80 meters. They get in there when the band goes long, and that way they can make better contact. One night it was raining, and of course the rain and the clouds and all that kept the ground wave propagation going a whole lot better. And the sideband net sounded pretty good that night. It was going up and down, but it sounded pretty good for the most part. And then the next day it was sunny, and it went long again. You couldn't hear nobody. So that's the way it is.